with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We got some Saturday hoops for you live from Unitego. And this weekend, really, yesterday, today, and even tomorrow is such a huge part of the Section 4 schedule, especially in our neck of the woods. There are so many non-league fun matchups, tournaments going on. I mean, you name it. Most schools are playing this weekend, so it was tough to pick a game, but we decided to come back here to Unitego today. It's the Unitego Spartans, the boys, taking on West Canada Valley, a very good team from Section 3. They are a Class C school, so it should be a fun one here today between the Spartans and the Indians. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. And just get in our Section 4 disclaimer here, is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Very excited for this game here today. Unitego's really packing it in because they are also a part of the Drago tournament, which is one of the longest running local boys and girls tournaments here in our area. They played on Thursday night and lost to Vestal. They're playing today here against West Canada Valley, and they will play in the consolation game of the Drago tournament tomorrow against Windsor. So really three games in about 4 days for Unitego. And, you know, I didn't necessarily ask the Unitego brass if this is how they did it, but a lot of schools, I feel like, are starting to front load the schedule a little bit, hoping to get some games early in the season, get their legs underneath them. But also, you never know what's going to happen this time of year with some of the COVID protocols as we move from outdoor sports to the indoor sports, trying to make sure you get some games in. It's kind of a tough reality right now, but if you can get some early games in, I think that's a really good thing. And a lot of schools and a lot of coaches are saying, yeah, let's do that. I think this should be a great one here today. Of course, Unitego led by now senior Shea Barber. Seems like he's been around for the last 10 years or so. He's one of those guys that's been on varsity for a long time. Shea is going to have to really have a nice showing here today because this West Canada Valley team, very good. Of course, we follow Cooperstown in Section 3 and Sherburne-Earlville, so we're used to seeing the West Canada Valley name there routinely in the Section 3 Final Four and doing very good things, winning their division in the Center State Conference. So they are definitely a tough test here today, and they're coached by our good friend Dave Smith. If you are a regular listener to WCDO, you know Dave. He is a great guy. He's been a color commentator on here a lot of times over the years. He did the Delhi Girls State Championship game with me. So Dave is a Delhi grad, very familiar with Section 4, and he is a coach now up in Section 3 at West Canada Valley. So it was another good reason to say, hey, we got to get this one on the radio. So we're going to take a break. Of course, it's the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of cleaned, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots right in Sydney, on Route 7 Riverside, and on Delaware Avenue across from the Price Chopper Plaza. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. It is West Canada Valley and Unitego today right here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds. The best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you. At Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull this afternoon here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Just a reminder, you can always listen to these games online at WCDOsports.com. That's courtesy of SFCU. We also have our game audio archive. We record all these games. They're right there. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. That's at WCDOsports.com. First, for West Canada Valley, the Indians coached by David Smith. As I said, he is a Delhi alum. They have junior number one, Braden Shepherdson. Senior number two, William Smith. Senior number five, Connor Yeager. Senior number 10, Colby Weekly. And sophomore number 23, Cameron Ludwig. On the other side for the Unitigo Spartans and head coach Travis Woods, they go with senior number one, Miles Marine. They have senior number two, Shea Barber. Senior number 22, Garrett Backus. Sophomore number 33, Braden Johnson. And junior number 40, Devin Kroll. Devin had a really nice night. He had 15 points in that loss to Vestal on Thursday night. Played JV last year. He's a junior now up on varsity. Had 15. Shea had 14 against Vestal. They'll need those two to really step up and play some good ball here this afternoon. Miles Marine, of course, a very shifty, very quick point guard. They're going to need him to get up and down the floor. This West Canada Valley team is tough because they have size, but they also have speed, and they have some high flyers too, some guys that could really be throwing it down here today. So we might get treated to a couple of slam dunks along the way, which is always fun here on the radio. So we're ready to tip it up. West Canada Valley is in the road purple uniforms, the white trim. Says WCV in white lettering across the front of the chest. Unitigo's in the white with the green trim. Says Spartans in green lettering across the chest there. The tip goes to West Canada Valley, and they'll lay it up and in with Braden Shepherdson. Shea Barber actually won that tip, but it went to Shepherdson, and he got the easy layup. So Unitigo now going right to left to start things off. They'll go right wing to Shea Barber. Pull-up jumper for Shea off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Braden Johnson, but it goes to the Indians. And this is Shepherdson in transition. Passes to the near side for Weekly. It was tipped. Unitigo wanted a piece of it here, and the Zebra crew is going to get together, talk things over. Looks like it will stay with West Canada Valley. And so they'll look to work it in. 30 seconds gone here, first quarter. Early 2-0 lead for West Canada Valley. It's Section 3 versus Section 4 this afternoon, live from the U. Now a steal by Shea, right at midcourt. Wants to take it to the rim, lays it up and in. And Shea Barber off to a good start. Ties this game up at 2 apiece between Unitigo and West Canada Valley. 7:15 to go, first quarter. Three ball for the Indians. Left side, no good. Rebound for Unitigo and Devin Kroll. He's one of the big guys here today for the Spartans. Maureen on the right wing side finds Barber, wants a three, dials it up and buries it. Shea Barber off to the hot start. He's got five, makes it 5-2 with just a minute gone here in the first quarter. And usually you can tell early in a game with Shea if he's going to get it going or not. So that's a good sign if you're a Spartans fan. Good defense by Unitigo as they block it underneath. Barber down the left side of the floor, backs his way into the paint, now kicks it out right side. Spartans will have a traveling violation as Kroll just got tripped up as he tried to split through a double team. So 6:40 to go first quarter. Unitigo off to a 5-2 lead. Good pace so far in this contest as West Canada Valley will get it back and look to walk it up the floor. Always fun when two teams that don't normally play each other get together like this. Section 3 versus Section 4, you get to see some contrasting styles, and a lot of fun. Pull-up jumper right from the line there for Will Smith, and he's able to bury it there, making it 5-4. And the shootout is on here between the Spartans and the Indians. 6:20 to go, first quarter. Unitigo boys leading West Canada Valley 5-4. Spartans with the basketball. They'll go to Barber left side. Barber waiting for a screen right at the top of the key. Tries a little pick and roll for Johnson. Passes it down low. His left-handed layup is up and in for Braden Johnson. Unitico looking smooth so far as they lead 7-4. Indians back the other way. They'll look to get the layup. No good. Rebound for Will Smith is up and off the glass and good. Makes it 7-6. And that's going to be a key for Unitico, is keeping Shepherdson and Smith off the glass. They are high flyers. So again, Unitico leading by a point, 7-6, 5:45 to go first quarter. Thanks for joining us here today on CDO. Some Saturday afternoon hoops. Turnaround shot for Kroll. Rolls off the rim and won't go. And the ball is tipped out, and West Canada Valley will bring it down the floor with Jaeger, and he's fouled by Miles Marine. Our first foul of the afternoon. With 5.5 to go in the first quarter, a 7-6 lead for Unitico over West Canada Valley from Section 3. And so the Indians will get it in right at the Spartans logo at midcourt. Again, they're in the purple with the white trim going left to right. Unitico on defense at the moment in the white with the green trim. And here is Will Smith. Goes left side for Shepherdson. Into the left wing corner. Back out for Smith straight away. To the right side now. Indians moving it around here against this defense. Unitico settling in. They'll work it inside for Smith, and he's fouled by Johnson on the interior. Good turnaround move there by Smith, and he'll be heading to the charity stripe with 5:09 to go in the first quarter, a 7-6 lead for Unitico over West Canada. And so Smith already with a quick 4 points to lead the Indians. On the other side, it's Shea Barber with 5 for Unitico. First shot at the line is up and good for Smith, and you can just tell he's smooth. He's that tall, lanky type of player, but also he's strong. He's shown that on the glass a couple of times. And he gets the second shot to go. He didn't get the broadcaster's curse there. That normally happens. But 5:05 to go in the first quarter. West Canada takes the lead 8-7 over Unitico. We got a good one so far. Here's Maureen. Splits a double team. He's blocked out of there by William Smith. Great job there. A high flyer because it looked like Maureen had a breakaway layup. And a three ball here for West Canada. From way downtown, Cameron Ludwig dials long distance, and West Canada now leads 11-7 over Unitico. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Spartans over the half-court timeline. Left side for Maureen. Gets a screen. Wants to split it, but instead goes back to Barber. He dials up a three from straight away. Skims the front of the rim. It's no good. Rebound for Unitico. Back out for Kroll. He left it short. Spartans on the glass again. Get another opportunity, and this one's up and in. And that's Garrett Backus putting it home. Good job on the offensive boards there for the Spartans, keeping it a two-point game. It's West Canada 11, Unitico 9. A steal by Barber at midcourt, but he lost it. Ball is loose. It's pinballing around right at midcourt. And finally, Unitico somehow comes out of the scrum with it, but Johnson throws it away. And there's that left-handed arm we normally see on the baseball diamond in the spring. He whipped that one from the far side of the court, and it went screaming into the West Canada bench. Not what he meant to do, as he was trying to hook up with Shea for a breakaway layup, but it didn't happen. Good hustle by both sides there right at midcourt. Halfway through the first quarter, 4 minutes to go. West Canada leading Unitico 11-9. Barber looking for the steal again. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it here, and somehow West Canada holds on to possession. Here is Shepherdson, steps back. We do have a foul. Going to be on Unitico in that far side corner. 3:50 to go in this first quarter. Foul's going to be here on Garrett Backus, his first, team's third. No fouls on West Canada so far. They lead by 2, 11-9. Here is Shepherdson, steps back for 3, off the back of the iron, a rebound for Kroll, and the Spartans will look to walk it up the floor with Maureen. Pumping the brakes here a little bit, let everybody catch their breath. The pace has been strong here so far. Left side for Kroll, now for Barber in the left wing corner, uses a screen, uses his body to get to the inside and buries it. Barber now with 7. We're tied up at 11 apiece with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. And West Canada tries to go to the interior. They had Smith on the low block, and they threw it away. So now the Spartans trying to grab some of this momentum back. Again, 3:20 to go first quarter. We're knotted up at 11 apiece between Unitico and West Canada Valley. Here's Barber. Left side wants a 3, dials it up, hit the front of the rim, no good. Not enough mustard on that one. Back up the floor quickly in transition, but Shea is looking to pull the trigger here today. And now West Canada will take it to the interior for Will Smith. Going to be a foul on Unitico again. And I believe, yes, this is going to be on Backus. That's his second. So he's going to have to head to the bench, and we'll see Logan Utter come into the ball game here for Unitego. Of course, their quarterback from the football season out on the eight-man field had a very nice year this fall for the Spartans. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, and here's a steal by Unitego. But again, West Canada is able to take it right back. Unitego, very active hands in the passing lanes. Now here's Smith, takes it to the rim. Boy, he's tough on the inside. And Smith has got eight. Unitego does not have an answer for him so far. 13-11, West Canada on top of Unitego. 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Barber. Goes back to Marine on the right wing side. Unitego on their own offensive end. They go to Kroll for three off the back of the rim. Rebound for Utter. Utter wants to kick one back out to Maureen, and he does. Maureen splits the defense, throws up a floater, and it's good off the glass for Miles Maureen. Only had 2 points the other night against Vestal, so I'm sure he's looking to get it going here for Unitego. Again, tied up at 13, a very entertaining first quarter. 2:15 to go in this first frame. A deep three here for West Canada from way downtown is off the mark, and a rebound for Unitego. Maureen back down the right side of the floor, looking for options, surveying, now goes back to Barber. Barber holds on to it as we hit the two-minute mark. Shake and bake, takes it to the rim, off the glass, and good for Shea. And he's got nine. Nice move there, and the C just opened up for him, and he took it to the rim. 15-13. West Canada to the inside, and there's Smith again. He's got a quick 10 points. It's been Barber versus Smith so far. We kind of almost expected that, but they're both putting on a show here as expected. 1:35 to go in this first quarter. Again, knotted up at 15. Left side of the floor for Marine. Again, the floater off the glass this time too hard. Braden Johnson the rebound, and he just didn't have the touch to finish it. And the Indians pick up the loose change. Back down the floor here for West Canada. They'll look to take it into the paint. Good take here for WCV. And that's Jaeger getting his first bucket of the night. Makes it 17-15. High scoring here so far. As the Indians retake that two-point lead over Unitego. Live from the U here this afternoon, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us. Here's Maureen, right side for Unitego. Pumps it to the interior for Kroll. A nice job. Kroll with the roll gets it to go. And we're tied up at 17. Under a minute to go now, first quarter. About 50 seconds left. And really, there's been no timeouts, no breaks, no nothing here in this first quarter. Deep three there for Jaeger from way downtown. Buries it. Both these teams are hot shooting the ball. And it's the Indians leading Unitego 20-17. Here's Maureen on the left side. Wants to go back to Kroll. Fires up a deep three. This one draws nothing but air. And a rebound for West Canada. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Will they slow it down or push the pace? Looks like they want to push that gas pedal. Here's Shepherdson. Yes! From the left wing side, Shepherdson pushes the lead to 23-17. Unitego can play for the last shot of the quarter right here if they want. Maureen taking his time, gets across midcourt. Unitego looking for a good shot. They're down to eight. They try to go back door here for Shea. The lob, no good. Maureen picks up the loose change. Back in front here. It's good. Braden Johnson, and he's fouled. Johnson with the bucket, and he'll go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And this is huge because, you know, Unitego, for playing a great first quarter, looked like they were going to maybe be down six there at the end of the frame. Johnson now looking to maybe cut it back to a three-point ball game here at the line after a nice rebound and putback with less than a second to go. So at the line, here is Johnson. The foul shot is no good. And that's going to do it for the first quarter after West Canada gets the inbounding duties here. Let's see if they can even. I don't think they have enough time to get a shot off. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Wow, very entertaining here from the U. It's West Canada Valley out of Section 3 with a 23-19 lead over Unitego. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And wow, welcome back to the U here, folks. What a first quarter. West Canada Valley has a 23-19 lead over Unitego, but both teams just played fantastic basketball in that first quarter. You know, the big conversation I've been having with people lately is, a lot of these guys haven't played that much because of COVID. A lot of teams haven't played in maybe a year and a half or 2 years. These teams look like they've been playing. That was some really good ball there from both sides. So here we go. Unitego with the ball to start the second quarter. They go to Shea Barber again. Unitego's in the white with the green trim going right to left. West Canada is in the purple with the white trim. Here is Shea Barber backing his man down. Turnaround jumper is off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound on the interior for Will Smith. Both teams scrapping for it here, and somehow the Indians come away with it. They've had a ton of those loose balls, and it seems like every time West Canada has been able to come out of the pile with it. Three ball here for the Indians. That one is off the back of the rim. Another rebound for Smith. Tosses it up, and that one is short. And a rebound for the Spartans. Ahead now for Barber. He got behind the defense and puts it up and in. Barber with 11. This is some of the best ball I've seen Shea play in a while. This is really good. West Canada zips one down low. They had a guy on the back door, and they finish with Connor Yeager. And he's got 7 points. And the shootout continues here, 25-21. 7 minutes to go, second quarter. Right side of the floor now for Maureen. He's backing his way up towards the Spartans logo at midcourt. Nice crowd here for a Saturday afternoon game at the U. They'll pump it to the interior for Logan Utter. Works his way back out, 15 on the shot clock. Ball was deflected out of bounds, stays with the Spartans. Game was originally scheduled for 2:30. They did move it up to 1:30, but everybody got the memo in a nice crowd, and West Canada traveled very well today here as well. Three ball in the corner for Barber, rims out. Looked like it was going to be good, but a rebound for the Indians as they go left to right. Boy, Shepherdson almost pulled one there from about Wells Bridge, but instead passes off for Connor Yeager, who buries another three, and he's got 10 points. And Coach Woods has seen enough. He calls a timeout. West Canada leads 28-21 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is excited to announce our expansion. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We are now expanding commercial and residential trash pickup and roll-off services into the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. Waste Recovery offers affordable weekly residential and commercial trash pickup. We have all-size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. For affordable weekly trash pickup, call 563-2616. That's 563-2616. Or visit our website at wasterecovery.com. Now expanding services to the Norwich, Morris, and New Berlin areas. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, we're back underway. Unitego boys trailing West Canada Valley 28-21 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. West Canada's been hot shooting the ball. Unitego trying to stay in this game. They've played very well so far. Here's Miles Maureen to the left side of the floor now. Leaves it off for Johnson. They're trying to work it over to Shea on that right wing side if they can. Turnaround shot here for the Spartans is short off the side of the glass, and a rebound underneath by Will Smith. Shot for Unitego is by Xander Rantz. West Canada with the ball. They work it to the interior here for Smith. Using that shoulder. Got the shot off, but didn't put enough under it, and it was knocked away. And then a foul on West Canada as Logan Utter brings it back up the floor. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Here's our team foul situation. 4 on Unitego. Now that's 2 on West Canada. Foul will be on Connor Yeager, his first. Actually, no. Going to be on... Yeah, no, excuse me. Yeah, it was on him. So 5:45 to go in that second quarter. And Unitego with the ball, trying to keep track of those fouls. And here's a three ball for Unitego from the right side. It's off the mark. And then a rebound by Johnson, but he traveled. Kroll took the initial shot. And Kroll is not afraid to shoot from downtown. Unitego need to stop here on defense if they can get it. Now back up the floor here for West Canada. Again going left to right in the purple with the white trim. Right side of the floor for Smith. Smith coming off of a screen. Decides not to shoot. Goes back to Yeager. Yeager inside for Smith. Wants to take it inside. They'll say it's a travel. With 5:20 to go in the second quarter, Coach Smith looking a little perplexed on that one. If you know Coach Smith, you know his body language, and it's very entertaining to watch, especially from my neutral perspective. And knowing him for a lot of years, I know what he's thinking, so it's fun. Unitigo with the ball. Pull-up jumper here is off the back of the rim for Rance. Rebound underneath. Johnson couldn't get around William Smith. And a foul on Johnson. Smith is not the biggest guy in terms of weight maybe on the interior, but he's got that nice size. He's probably 6'3", 6'4", lanky, tall, can jump out of the gym, and he uses his body very well. Good positioning. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. West Canada with the ball. That's two fouls on Braden Johnson. The team's fifth, so he's going to have to go to the bench. We'll see how deep Unitigo is today, and now they'll take it to the rim, and Barber is going to pick up a foul as Yeager tried to take it to the tin. And that's the sixth team foul on Unitigo. And so for Barber, let's see how many that is for him. I believe that is his... Actually, no, it looks like they got it on Miles Maureen, so his second foul. Shot at the line by Yeager, no good. Second one coming here for West Canada. So Unitigo's got to be careful here, early to be in foul trouble for a lot of these starters. Second shot for Yeager is good. He has 11. And it's 29-21. West Canada Valley leading Unitigo. Barber is alone in the corner. They lost him for a second. Pull-up jumper for him is good. And Barber has 13. It's 29-23 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. And now a deep three here for West Canada is off the front of the rim there for Braden Shepherdson. Maybe a little rushed. And Unitigo back in transition for Maureen. Big possession here for Unitigo, I'd say. They got to try to get a bucket. Maureen takes it to the rim, and it died right there on the front and wouldn't go down. Looked like he was going to get the shooter's roll, but it didn't go. Back the other way. West Canada goes to the interior. Ball was tipped. Smith comes away with it, though. Lays it up and in. Smith's taking a beating on the inside, but he's continuing to score. He has 12, and West Canada leads 31-23 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Make sure you stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Barber, left side three, rattled in and out. West Canada with the rebound. Yeager back down the floor in transition. Finds Smith and has to tap it back to him. Maureen goes for the steal, can't get it. West Canada still in possession. They'll toss up a shot there with Ludwig. It wouldn't go. And a rebound for the Spartans back across the midcourt timeline as they go right to left. 3:40 to go, second quarter. Maureen into the corner. Step back three is off the mark. Kroll with the rebound, and he's fouled on the floor. Original three was from Garrett Backus in the left corner. Kroll doing a nice job. I've been impressed with him for a first-year varsity player. Can step out and shoot a little bit, but also tough on the interior against some of the good size and beef here that this West Canada Valley team has. 3:35 to go, second quarter. The Indians leading the Spartans 31-23. James Wright checking into the game now, and Xander Rance will head to the bench. So both these teams not afraid to use the bench yet. That's always exciting to see for any team. Oh, and Unitigo tried to get cute there on the inbounds, and it was taken away by West Canada. They try to go coast to coast, and we got a foul there on James Wright. And I believe it'll be Colby Weekly going to the line. Yes, it is for West Canada. And he got hammered as he tried to take it to the rim with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. And West Canada leading 31-23. It feels like Unitigo's right there. They just need a little bit of a run, but every time I think that, West Canada comes down and hits a shot. Weekly with the bucket, his first here at the line. Makes it 32-23. And second shot coming, good. So Weekly goes 2 for 2. And West Canada now leads 33-23, their biggest lead of the afternoon here. I'm Nate Lull. Appreciate you listening in here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Now a steal for West Canada. Back in at transition. They'll look to take it coast to coast. It was knocked away, though, as Yeager lost control. Maureen in transition. A nice bounce pass for Logan Utter. Up and under is good. Utter is able to finish the reverse layup. Makes it 33-25. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Can Unitigo make a run? Shepherdson kicks it out. Yeager, left side three, died on the front of the rim. Rebound for Logan Utter. Quickly down the floor in transition. Left side. Wants to pull it back out now. Goes back to Maureen. Straight away. Barber is on the bench now for some protection on those fouls. Straightaway three for Marine, no good. Kroll gets it back. He fires one up, left it short. Gets his own rebound. Off the glass, no good. Ball still loose, and we got a foul underneath. I believe on Unitigo. Yes, it is. And this is going to send the Indians to the line. Good effort there by Unitigo. They got three looks off the offensive glass, but just could not find a way to put that ball in the bucket. With 2.5 to go in the second quarter, 33-25 to score. And who will be heading to the line here? I believe it's going to be Ben Conover for West Canada. Conover in the right place at the right time. Was doing some work underneath. Got that foul as everybody was jockeying for position on that rebound. And so this will be Conover, the junior, heading to the line. And his first shot is good. The thing about this West Canada team, anybody off the bench seems to be able to drain it too. And this will be Conover for his second shot from the charity stripe. Oh, there's the broadcaster's curse as he misses number two. Never fails. 2.5 to go in the second quarter, and it's West Canada leading 34-25. Big 2.5 minutes coming up here as they put Barber back in. Can Unitigo close this gap down a little bit? Going to be interesting to see. Barber now goes to Kroll on the left side corner, skips across the top of the defense. Now goes for Burtz, a little spin move, dishes one off to the left low block. They go back out for Kroll, fires up a three, kind of jackknifes off the side of the rim, and a rebound for the Indians. Back in transition, here for Jaeger. Jaeger zips one over now, looking for Weakley. His three ball skims the front of the rim, didn't have enough air underneath it. Unitigo looking to run, and they try the home run pass there for Logan Utter. Off his fingertips and out of bounds. Unitigo trying to take advantage there and get out and run, but the pass was too tall. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. West Canada leads 34-25. Right side of the floor now for West Canada. Boy, they fire up another deep three, and he buries it. Cameron Ludwig from way downtown makes it 37-25. And Unitigo now needs a bucket desperately to try to keep this right around that 10-point range if they can before they head into the locker room for the halftime break. 1:40 to go here, second quarter, 37-25 our score. West Canada Valley out of Section 3, a Class C school, taking on Unitigo. Logan Utter will be doing the inbounding duties, finds Barber, but it was knocked away, and a good steal by West Canada, but taken right back. Barber got his mitts on it, tosses it up and in. Right place, right time for Shea Barber. He's got 15, and it's 37-27. Spartans need a stop here. West Canada goes to the interior, backing his way down, and we'll have a traveling violation here on Will Smith. Unitigo originally wanted a charge as he was muscling his way in there. And we got a timeout taken here by Unitigo with a 1:23 to go second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. It's West Canada 37. And at Unitigo 27 here on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A minute 23 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. Saturday afternoon hoops here on CDO. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. A big thank you to Jim. Coming in on a Saturday to help us out here. Big college football fan Jim is, so it's a big day for college football. And he's helping us out here, so we appreciate that. 37-27, Unitigo trailing West Canada Valley out of Section 3. Both these teams, Class C schools. Always fun to see a little cross-section rivalry here. They go inside for Barber. Off the glass and good for Shea. He's got 17 now. Makes it 37-29. Unitigo trying to make a run late in the second quarter to close up this gap a little bit. Here's West Canada. They skip it across the top of the zone for Shepherds in for a three, in and out. Rebound down for Smith. He's blocked. We're going to have a jump ball. And I believe the arrow is going to keep it here with West Canada. Good hustle by both sides on the interior. But, boy, Smith doing the work of a man on the inside. Jeez, he has been tough down there. Shepherdson's going to do the inbounding duties here with 55 seconds to go, second quarter. And the Indians lead the Spartans 37-29. Got a good one here so far on CDO. They pass it inside for Smith, and foul's going to be on the floor, it looks like. Still going to send Smith to the line. And so he'll be shooting at 1-1 here, I believe, with 53 seconds to go, second quarter. And so the Indians trying to cushion this lead a little bit before the halftime break. First shot is up and good here for Will Smith. He's got 13. West Canada's got some good balanced scoring here. You got Smith with 13, Jaeger with 11, Ludwig with 6, Shepherdson with 5. As West Canada leads 38-29. And so this will be Smith to the line. You wonder the conditioning of both of these teams. This has been a very up-and-down game. Smith hits the second one. He's got 14. I know they'll get a little rest here at the break, but very interested to see how the second half will go. 10-point lead for West Canada, 39-29, on the road here at Unitigo. They go to Barber on the inside, looking for a little turnaround baby hook, left it short. Unitigo with the rebound. Kroll tries to go back up top, and it was taken away there, but somehow Unitigo holds on to possession. Kroll for three, too strong, gets it back again, fires up another one. And this one's also too strong. Gets his own rebound again, muscles it inside. Left it short on the front of the rim, but he was fouled with 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. Boy, Kroll's got the magic touch on the rebound. He shoots, comes right back to him. Wow, and he'll head to the line here. And that was another crazy sequence where West Canada tipped it, Unitigo took it back, and got a second chance opportunity. Kroll's first shot at the line, too strong. And second one coming here for the 6'2 junior, Devin Kroll. As he steps in looking for the second shot here, and this one's good. Took his time, took a deep breath, gets it to go. 39-30, 25 seconds to go, second quarter. And West Canada, boy, they just snuck in there in time. They almost got a backcourt. They're going to take their time. They look over to Coach Dave Smith here. And now they're going to take a timeout. Barber was going for the steal at the same moment, but West Canada is going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. It's 39-30. West Canada on top of Unitigo here on CDO.
SFCU has started the New Year's party early. Save and spend until the big ball drops. Now until the new year, get the new Signature Lifestyle loan starting as low as 4.99% APR. Or use your SFCU Rewards Consumer MasterCard and earn 3 times the points through December 31st. Party through the end of the year with SFCU. Visit us online, over the phone, or in branch and see how we truly make banking easy. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit sfcuonline.org for full details.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, let's see what West Canada coach Dave Smith drew up in the timeout as they have 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. Indians at the top of the key with Shepherdson. They get a little motion and some switching on the interior. We're down to 5. Get it back up. They're going to have a straightaway 3. Look at the buzzer. It's good. They get the roll at the buzzer. Cameron Ludwig, 9 points on 3 threes in the first half. And that balloons the West Canada lead up to 42-30 at the break. Nice shot there, a good play. They got the look they wanted. And he buries one from way, way downtown. Excellent shooting in the first half for West Canada. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Our score here from Unitigo for some Saturday hoops. The West Canada Valley Boys out of Section 3 leading Unitigo 42-30 at the halftime break. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted family.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And at the halftime break, they actually have the score now as 41-30. So there must have been, an adjustment in the book, as before it was 42-30. I just noticed that, so I will double check that as well. But I want to welcome everybody into the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Of course, brought to you by Marabito, serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. So again, our halftime score 41-30 here. Let's get you through our scoring summary. First for Unitigo, 17 points. That's a game high so far for Shea Barber. And then the rest of the team, pretty much fours and twos. You have Braden Johnson with four. Devin Kroll does have three. And then two apiece for Miles Maureen, Logan Utter, and Garrett Backus. So Barber off to a great start, shooting very well today, but he's going to need some help for Unitigo to get back in this ball game. Very balanced on the other side for West Canada and head coach Dave Smith. Of course, Coach Smith, the Delhi grad, good to see him back in the area today with his team. They have Will Smith with 14, Connor Yeager with 11, Cameron Ludwig with 9, and he just buried that 3 at the top of the key, right at the buzzer going into the halftime break. I thought that was huge. Braden Shepherdson with 5, and Ben Conover with 1. Oh, also Colby Weekly has 2. So really balanced scoring. We knew coming in the story was going to be Smith and Shepherdson. Shepherdson has had the luxury of, being able to pass and be quiet here if he wants to. Smith has just been phenomenal on the inside, banging around in there, rebounds, putbacks, and he's just silky smooth, and he's just got that ability. He gets inside the little turnaround, kind of up and under type of shot. Really, really nice player, fun to watch. I've been, following this West Canada Valley team, hoping I'd get a chance to watch them the last couple of years, because it always seems like they're just about a game away from playing Cooperstown in the Section 3 semis or the Section 3 finals. It just hasn't worked out where I've been able to see it. So when I saw that they were coming here to Unitigo, I said, boy, that's a game I definitely want to go see. So again, Shea with 17 for Unitigo, and then Will Smith has 14, Connor Yeager with 11, Cameron Ludwig with 9 on the other side for West Canada. So if you are looking for scores, there are a ton of games today. There were a ton of games last night. There's even some games tomorrow. There's probably 6 or 7 tournaments happening this weekend. If you want those scores, just go to natelull.com. We have all the scores, the standings, articles, something I started during the fall season. You can go there and get that information. I post all the scores from that day's game, so if later tonight you're on your phone or you're on your laptop or your tablet, you can use it on any of those. Just pull it up, and you'll be able to see everything for the Stack, the MAC, the Tri-Valley League, the Delaware League, anybody that's in the CDO, Shenango, Delaware, Otsego, coverage area. I'm going to try to have those scores up there. And it's not only basketball. We'll have wrestling. We'll have winter volleyball for some of the teams that play that. We're going to have skiing. We're going to have indoor track for boys and girls. So swimming for some of the teams that are still doing swimming on the boys' side. So that'll all be at natelull.com, and check that out anytime. And also you can find a lot of stuff on WCDOsports.com as well, including our game audio archive, which is brought to you by SFCU. We record these games, I upload them, and then you can download them for free, all courtesy of SFCU. So we'll take a break. Again, our score at the half, a little bit of an adjustment. It's 41-30, West Canada on top of the Unitigo boys. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 170...
At Cone and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Second half about to get underway between Unitigo and the West Canada Valley Boys here at the U this afternoon. Some Saturday hoops. I'm Nate Lull, and here we go on WCDO. West Canada Valley leading Unitigo 41-30 at the moment. Spartans now going left to right to start the second half. They're in the white uniforms with the green trim. They'll work it around. Here is Bertzel into the paint, little up and under, and we're going to have a foul on West Canada Valley. Excuse me, that was Garrett Backus. Backus tried to take it to the interior. West Canada's in the road of purple uniforms with the white trim. And so the foul there is on Braden Shepherdson, his first. So Unitigo gets the ball in. See if they can get a couple of good possessions here early in this ball game. They go to Barber on the left side for three. Got it. Shea from downtown, and he's got 20. And that's what Unitigo needed, making it 41-33. West Canada trying to answer. They fire up a three. It's off the mark. Rebound for Will Smith. Puts it up. Had it punched out of his hands and out of bounds. Unitigo's going to have to be very, very aware of where Smith is. They need to keep him off the glass. He was fantastic in that first half on really mopping up some things on the glass. Here's Smith to the outside. Looked about ready to pull a three, but didn't. Instead goes to Shepherdson. His shot in the corner won't go down. Rebound by West Canada. That was Weekly. Pulls it back out. Goes to the high post for Smith. Trying to back his way in. Stolen, but he got it back. Whips one into the corner, and Barber says, no, I got this one as he intercepted it. Into the safe hands of Miles Maureen, back down the floor. Minute gone in the third quarter. Unitigo trails 41-33. Pump fake by Shea. Pulls in and got it. Oh, he's starting to feel it now. He's got 22. And just like that, it's back to a six-point game, 41-35, with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. West Canada now. They love that three-point arc. They're looking to fire another one up with Shepherdson for three, and he got it. Shepherdson deep in the corner. He's got eight. And the Indians are able to answer. It's 44-35 with 6.5 to go in the third. Maureen back across the midcourt logo here at the U. Goes to the far side. We got either a foul or somebody stepped out of bounds on the far side. Looks like West Canada stole it but then slid out of bounds. So no foul on that play. And Unitigo will hold on to possession. They'll go to the right side here looking for Backus. Now for Barber, who's got Smith right in his face. This is going to be a fun battle in the second half between those two. Unitigo pumps it to the interior, but off the leg there of Weekly and out of bounds. 6:15 to go in the third. West Canada Valley Boys leading Unitigo here, 44-35 at UCS this afternoon. Some good Saturday hoops. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And so officials are going over, I believe, to see if a little make sure where the shot clock is after that kick. And so it looks like it's going to be at 15. Unitigo will be inbounding the ball in front of their own bench. Again, going left to right here to start the second half. Zebra Crew having a little conference here at the scorer's table, making sure everything's good. Okay, shot clock's going to go to 20. And Unitigo will be doing the inbounding here with Backus. Backus looks to get it into Barber, goes far side for Miles Maureen. He takes it to the bucket, and it's good. They're going to need some more of that in the second half. Miles, if he could get it going, that'd be a huge help. And it's 44-37, step back three, good. Shepherdson, oh, he's heating up too. He's got 11. And a big-time bucket there for West Canada Valley. With 5:50 to go here in the third quarter, they've got a little mistake here on the scoreboard. Barber pulls up, hits a shot, and he is fouled, so he's got 24. And so Barber is able to hit that shot, and we have a foul here, I believe. And they're going to go over the scorer's table, make sure that the score is correct here. They put it up on the wrong side for a second, so they're going to sort all that out here. But either way, 5:45 to go in the third quarter. I believe that shot by Shea is good, and then he was fouled, unless they're saying he pushed off. Or maybe there was no call there. 5:46 to go in the third. Yeah, I believe it's going to be Shea going to the line. No. So he drilled that jumper, and he really got hammered. So I want to see Coach Woods is asking for that, too. I believe they're still trying to get this score right here. The bucket by Shea did count, correct? Yeah, okay, so it went down. Had to make sure there for a second, because that's going to give Shea 24. Don't want to jip him on any of his points here. So it looks like the score is now correct. West Canada Valley 47, Unitego 39. So they were able to fix all that out. Unitego trying to get back in this game, but some hot shooting still by West Canada. Another three. Jeez, Cameron Ludwig, his fourth three of the game, makes it 50-39. Well, Unitego had just chipped it down to 6, and now it's right back up to 11. And here is Unitego. On the far side, they're going to go to Miles. Miles Maureen into the paint. The floater again is short. The rebound is tipped, goes right back to Miles, lays it up, won't go. Johnson another chance, and this time it'll go. Braden Johnson with 6 points, makes it 50-41. Back the other way, they look for Smith on the interior, and he's fouled. Got the lob up for him there, and he was able to pull it down. And when he went back up, they hammered him on the arm. Team foul situation has been pretty clean so far here in the third. Foul's going to be on Devin Kroll, his first, and the team's first. So each team only with one foul apiece. And to the line is Smith. His shot won't go. So a 9-point ball game. West Canada boys leading Unitego here on the road, 50-41. Just about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Second shot for Smith is good. So Will Smith has 15. And West Canada's got 4 guys in double figures. That's huge. 51-41. On the other side, it's 24 points for Shea Barber. And now a steal by West Canada, but they stepped out. Good effort there by Connor Yeager, but he tried to tiptoe along the line in front of the scorer's table and stepped out of bounds. 4:53 to go in the third. Unitego with the ball. Got to continue to find a way to try to chip away at this lead. Right side of the floor here for Kroll. Now goes to Barber on the baseline. Barber tosses one up. Too much hot sauce on that one. Wouldn't go down. And back down the floor here for West Canada. A steal by Barber, though, at midcourt. Wants to take it in. Barber with the layup, and it's good. And Barber's up to 26, making it 51-43. Unitego desperately trying to get back in this game. Another steal by Unitego. They tried to go over the top, and Kroll went up and got that big mitt on it, was able to yank it down. Johnson to the high post, and a traveling violation on Braden Johnson. We've seen that a couple of different times. Unitego starts to get some momentum, and then a turnover or something like that gives the ball back to West Canada, and then 9 times out of 10 today, they have come down and hit a big shot. Let's see if they do it on this possession. Yeager back out, finds Smith for 3. Got it. There it is. Smith's got 18. Wow. 54-43. Ball tipped out of bounds. With 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, it'll stay with Unitego. As again, they trail 54-43. Unitego's playing well. It's just West Canada is hitting everything they put up. Here's Maureen, right side of the floor now for Unitego. Goes back to Shea Barber. Barber on the left side, wants to take it into the paint. Little up and under, it won't go down. Did everything but finish there. And a rebound for Will Smith. Back up the floor for Braden Shepherdson. Shepherdson got stuck in the air, dishes it off to Smith. Turnaround shot for him is no good, but he's fouled. With 3.5 to go in the third. And this is going to send Will Smith right back to the line. So here's the scoring breakdown. Will Smith with 18, Cameron Ludwig with 12, and then 11 apiece for Shepherdson and Yeager for this Indian squad. And they're going to be a handful up in Section 3. First shot is good for Will Smith. He's got 19. What's crazy is a lot of this team is going to be coming back next year. Smith, a senior, as he hits the second one, he's got 20. But Ludwig, Shepherdson, all underclassmen. And so it's 56-43. West Canada on top of Unitigo. And here is Miles Maureen on the left side of the floor. Pulls it back out, looking to set something up here for Unitigo. Maureen with a little killer crossover at midcourt. Goes to Kroll on the left side. His three won't go down. Braden Johnson with a rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball. The arrow's going to give it back to the Indians. 3:10 to go here in the third, and West Canada leads 56-43. And so the Indians, boy, we've said it a couple of times, but their hot shooting has been the difference here. And every time Unitigo looks to make a run, West Canada is able to hit a shot. Here's Shepherdson, foot on the line, wouldn't go down anyways. Rebound for Smith, puts it up, hits it, and he's fouled. Smith with 22. And he has been an absolute handful here today for Unitigo. And so with 3 minutes to go in the third, West Canada leads 58-43. Backus will head to the bench. Kroll will head to the bench. Second shot here for Smith is up and good. He has 23. So he's having a heck of an afternoon. And Unitigo with 2:55 to go in the third trails at 59-43. Unitigo's going to take a timeout. Again, our score, West Canada Valley out of Section 3, leading the Unitigo boys 59-43, 2:55 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 2:55 to go in the third. West Canada Valley on the road here, a non-leaguer against Unitigo. It's 59-43. And out of the timeouts, Unitigo with the ball. Unitigo has played well here today. I don't want to discredit them at all, but it's been West Canada Valley's afternoon here shooting the basketball. They've looked very good. Johnson with the ball. Still a lot of time left here. Don't want to count this game out, that's for sure, especially when you have a shooter like Shea Barber. He can get you back in a hurry. Barber here with the ball. A little up and under move, and it's good. Barber now with 28. Makes it 59-45 with 2:25 to go in the third. West Canada again trying to answer. They take it to the rim. This one too strong. Johnson with a rebound. And Johnson with an outlet pass. Finds Barber quickly in transition. Finds Logan Utter up and under. And it won't go down. Tried the reverse layup, and it wouldn't go. That would have been a big bucket there. Straightaway three here for West Canada. That one won't go down. Rebound for Utter. Utter lost control of it, but Unitigo is able to hold on with 2 minutes to go in the third. They trail 59-45. Maureen, little stutter step. Back out to Barber. Pump fakes. Wants to take it inside. Off the glass. Left it short. Did everything but finish there. And back down the floor. Barber trying to go for a steal. It's tripped out of bounds. Both guys go flying out of bounds here with a minute 45 to go in the third. And I think Unitigo's going to get the ball back here. A little surprised they didn't call a foul on Shea there as he was going for that steal. That was a lot of contact by both guys. The refs just kind of let it go, and Unitigo's going to get it back with a minute 45 to go here in the third. And so Unitigo trailing 59-45. Barber's going to come to the bench for a little break. They try to go to the interior here for Kroll. He has to pull it back out. Maureen, left side for three. Got it. Miles Maureen now with 7 points. Makes it 59-48. If you can keep it around 10, there's still a lot of game left here. You just need to make a run. Smith to the inside. Boy, he's been tough. Smith with 25 for West Canada. Makes it 61-48. And they always seem to have an answer here today, the Indians. Tough team. Left side now for Unitigo. They'll go to the right side as they go left to right. Xander Rance to the inside for Braden Johnson, and he's fouled with a minute to go here in the third. Team foul situation, Unitego with three, and this is going to be the second on West Canada. Now, West Canada doesn't really have anybody in foul trouble. Unitego is teetering right on the edge of having a couple of guys in that 2-3 range. And here is Maureen on the left side, trying to give Shea as much of a breather as they can here before the start of the fourth quarter. Here is Maureen again, dials up another three, in and out. Rebound is loose. Utter got it, passes it back out. Maureen wants to take it to the rim. Too strong. Rebound for West Canada with 40 ticks left here, third quarter. Down the right side for Shepherdson. Bounce pass, finds Will Smith. He was going to take it to the rim for the dunk. And I think it was stripped away. He still went up and grabbed the rim. Are we going to have a tee here? Oh yeah, they're going to give him a tee here for hanging on the rim with 34 seconds to go in the third. He was ready to slam that one down, and it just got tipped away at the last second, and he was kind of in the air and then grabbed the rim, and they gave him a tee. And so this will be Kroll to the line. First shot is good for Kroll. Some free points here for Unitego. I feel there for Smith. I don't think he did anything malicious per se. Second shot for Kroll is good. He's got five. Keeps it right around an 11-point ball game with 34 seconds to go in the third. You got to give Unitego some credit. They're hanging tough as West Canada has been in control here for the last two quarters, I would say. Boy, if Unitego could hit a three here, even a two, get it to single digits, that would make this game very interesting going into the fourth quarter. Maureen on the left side, looking for some options, taking his time. I think you got to keep the ball out of West Canada's hands here if you can. Now a pull-up jumper off the glass. The bank is closed here on a Saturday for Unitego. And back down the floor for West Canada. Here is Shepherdson into the corner now. A three, they left it short. Rebound with 12 seconds to go for Unitego. Back down the floor for Logan Utter, and he's fouled on a reach-in with 9 seconds to go in the third. So another opportunity here for Unitego to try to steal some points towards the end of the third. Barber is still on the bench. Let's see what they do. Maureen is so good at that dribble penetration. Let's see what they do. They'll get it into Utter. Busts one into the corner. Utter gets it back. Down to 4 seconds. Maureen's going to have to hustle. Has it stripped. West Canada with a shot at the buzzer. It'll come up short. Three quarters in the books. It's West Canada Valley out of Section 3 on the road here at Unitego today, leading 61-50. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU as we start the fourth quarter at 61-50. The Spartans with the ball here. This is a key possession to start this fourth quarter. They'll go to the right side. Now for Logan Utter. Utter back to the top of the key here, looking for James Wright. Now back to Utter. Takes it into the paint, and he is blocked as he tries to take it to the rim. And I believe this is going to be a shooting foul. And he is going to go to the line. So these are some big foul shots here. Here for Unitego. First one is good. So here is Utter, his first shot. Second one coming. And this one is off the mark, and a rebound here for Will Smith. So it's a 10-point ball game, 61-51, with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. West Canada working it around. Here is Shepherdson for three, too strong. Boy, it looked good when it left his hand. Rebound for Barber. Unitigo scratching and clawing their way back into this game. Taking it to the rim is Xander Rance, and it was partially blocked, and Smith comes away with it. Smith into the paint. To the far side, they go back up front. Three ball here for West Canada, won't go for Colby Wakely. Back down the floor for Unitigo. Will West Canada go cold here in the fourth quarter? I doubt it, but a couple of misses have allowed Unitigo to have some extra possessions. 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Barber, step back three, left it short. Not enough air underneath that one. And the ball sails out of bounds and goes back to West Canada. Boy, he hits that, that's a big shot, but it was deep and a little early in the shot clock, too. West Canada over the half-court timeline. They try to shovel one to the far side, and it goes out of bounds. And back to Unitigo. So some uncharacteristic turnovers here for West Canada, giving the ball back to Unitigo. They trail 61-51. They have time, but the clock's going to be their enemy soon if they don't start to pick it up. Here are the Spartans. They go to Rance on the right side. Hands one off for Logan Utter. Pump fakes on a three. Goes back to Kroll. He wants to take it to the rim. Back out for Utter. Little shake and bake. Has his pocket picked. And here comes Smith back down the floor. Smith wants to take it to the rim. Boy, a big collision as Smith goes up to take it to the rim, and he's fouled. Barber was not going to let him have any breakaway dunk or layup opportunity. Two athletes going toe-to-toe right there. With 6:18 to go in the fourth, this will send Smith back to the line, and he has been fantastic. 25 points here for Smith. And the second, or his first shot is coming here, and this one is good. He has been cool, calm, and collected at the line. He's been great on the interior, and this has been a fun game to watch. Every time Unitigo makes a push, West Canada is right there to protect that lead. 62-51 the lead for the Indians over the Spartans with 6:18 to go in the fourth quarter. And the second shot coming here for Will Smith. I love it. He's taking his time here, and it's good. Took a deep breath. There's no need to rush that. You see so many players rush that when they don't need to. Good chance to give everybody a breather on your team, especially in a track meet type of game like this. 63-51 the score. Here's Barber. Wants to take it to the rim, and it's good. And Barber has 30. So Barber with 30, Smith with 27 on the other side. It has been a shootout between those two. Three for West Canada is too strong there for Connor Yeager. And another rebound for Unitigo. They trail by 10, and they take it to the rim here with Garrett Backus, and he's fouled. Here's their team foul situation. This is going to be the fifth on West Canada, four on Unitigo. That'll be very interesting going down the stretch. See who the foul is on here for the West Canada Valley Indians. That's on Yeager, his fourth. And so this will be Garrett Backus heading to the line for the Spartans. And this is where you need to try to make a dent if you're Unitigo. First shot is good. Getting those points back when the clock is not running. 63-54 the score. And another one coming here for Backus, the 5'11 senior wearing number 22. And this shot is in and out. Rebound, though, by Braden Johnson. Puts it up, and he's fouled. And Johnson's going to go to the line. Excellent effort to get around that box out, make room for himself, and grab that rebound. Couldn't make the layup, but heads to the line. So Unitigo, with 5:50 left, still a lot of time, trails 63-54. And Johnson will head to the charity stripe here for Unitigo. And the first shot is no good. Foul shots. Must keep coaches up at night. I know it would keep me up. Johnson's second shot coming here. At the line for Unitigo is good. So Johnson now with 7 points. He's had a nice afternoon. Very manageable ball game here for Unitigo. If they can continue to make a run. It's 63-55. Knocked out of bounds here by Logan Utter. Trying to keep the defense up here. West Canada looking to get it in. And they do to Michael Tubia. And Tubia goes back to Smith. Lost control of it. Ball is loose, knocked out of bounds. I think they're going to call a foul here on Smith. Smith was chasing after that ball there, and they're going to say he pushed in that effort. So that's going to be the seventh team foul on West Canada. Second on Smith, but more importantly, this is going to send Unitigo. They're going to be going to the line the rest of the ball game here. And if you're a Spartans fan, this is what you want to see. Again, having an opportunity to go to the line, chip away at this lead, and not having the clock moving. So Garrett Backus to the line for Unitigo. And his first shot is short, left it short, rebound for West Canada. Boy, that's a killer. Back down the floor for the Indians. Shepherdson to the interior, goes to Smith, takes it, puts it up and in. Smith with 29, what a finish there by Smith. Makes it 65-55. Excellent job. And West Canada just will not be denied here. Spartans with the ball. Here's Barber, the floater. Didn't put enough on it. And it was last touched by Braden Johnson, and his foot was on the line. It's going to go back to West Canada. Every time Unitigo gets that momentum, West Canada has had the answer. Now a steal by Barber. So West Canada tried to go over the top, and they'll go to Miles Maureen at midcourt. Maureen straight away as Unitigo goes left to right. He's at the top of the key, backing up towards midcourt. Wants a little dribble drive here, almost had his pocket picked. And goes to the far side for Backus for three. Got it. Swish for Garrett Backus, and he's got 6 points. 65-58, a big-time three there for Unitigo. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter, now a steal. Braden Johnson got a piece of it. The big man in transition gives it up to Utter. Stripped out of bounds. It's going to stay, though, with Unitigo. It's also where every coach says to your big guy, get it to a guard. Get it to a guard. But Johnson wanted every bit of that. So timeout taken by West Canada, 65-58. West Canada on top of Unitigo. 4.5 to go in the fourth, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team. You have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Shea Barber just missed a three-pointer, and West Canada got the rebound. They go to Shepherdson, right side for three for West Canada. Rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound back out here for the Indians with 4:10 to go. Unitigo trailing 65-58. In the left corner, they'll loop it back out here for Cameron Ludwig. Ludwig into the corner, a three for West Canada again, won't go down. And the rebound is going to stay with the Indians. Off the foot there of Garrett Backus. Three was from Colby Weekly. Tough break there as Backus had a clean look at that rebound and just kind of lost control of it. Exactly 4 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 65-58. West Canada tries to lob it up there for Will Smith. And we're going to have a foul on Smith as Barber took it away from him. Barber defending that lob inbounds pass. And they call a foul on Smith. And so it's going to send Barber to the line here, I believe, with 3:58 to go in the fourth quarter. Officials get together, and Barber's going to have a one and one. Third personal on Will Smith. And that's the eighth team foul on West Canada. On the other side, Unitigo with four team fouls. And so Barber to the line will have, again, an opportunity to cut this back to a five-point game, possibly, if he could make both of these shots. So Barber at the line. First shot, good. And Shea has 31. And he's been on fire, really, since the start of the game. Second shot here for Barber. No, rattled out. Smith going for the rebound. Both teams wrestling for it. West Canada comes away with it. They wanted a foul there and didn't get it. 65-59 the score. Indians try to go back door here for Smith, and he gets fouled as he goes up with 3:47 to go in the fourth. Smart play there by Will Smith. He could have gone up with it, but he came down and got the foul, and will head to the line. He has 29 points. I said Barber's on fire, but boy, you look at the Indians, the balance here. 29 for Smith, and then 12 for Ludwig, 11 for Jaeger, and 11 for Shepherdson. So they have done a great job here on the other side for the Indians. First shot for Smith is no good, so he stays on 29. And second shot coming. This one is good for Will Smith. He has 30. So Barber with 31 for Unitico, Smith with 30 for West Canada Valley, as they lead 66-59 with 3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Shea Barber. He's going to need to pull a couple more rabbits out of the hat here for Unitico. And the officials thought that maybe somebody called for a timeout here. They didn't. And so they're going to inbound the ball in front of the Unitico bench. And so this will be Barber looking to get it in, and he does to Miles Maureen. Goes to Backus. Left side, another three. This one is way too strong. Off the glass and no good. Not the shot Unitico wanted there, I don't think. And West Canada gets the rebound with 3:20 to go in the fourth. Left side of the floor now. For the Indians, a bounce pass, looking for Cameron Ludwig, into the corner for Shepherdson. Shepherdson wants that skip, but holds on to it instead. 15 on the shot clock, backs it out, wants to reset. Pass down low, and they get a foul. And that's another one on Barber. Nice pump fake there by Michael Tubia. And he'll head to the line. That's the sixth team foul on Unitico, so they're starting to get in trouble. And the third personal on Shea Barber. And so Tubia looking for his first points, and this one is no good. Still manageable, still a chance for Unitico, trailing by seven. And second shot coming here for Tubia. West Canada had a very nice football season. They're also an eight-man team, just like Unitico is. They won the Section 3 title, went on to the quarterfinal round. Tubia goes 0 for 2, rebound, kick back out for West Canada. I just mentioned that because a lot of these guys, you can tell, are definitely built like football players here for West Canada. They go to Shepherdson on the far side. Indians not afraid to milk a little clock here. They go to the high post for Smith. And a bounce pass. Back out, pump fakes. Stepping in. Three ball off the mark for West Canada. Rebound here for Backus. And we'll have a foul on the floor, I believe, on West Canada. That three was from Weekly. It was no good to bounce back out. Backus got the rebound. It was fouled. With 2:40 to go in the fourth, our score is 66-59. Here's another chance for Unitico to try to dig into this lead a little bit. As Backus will head to the line, he has 6 points. And he could cut this potentially to a 66-61 game. It's currently 66-59 at the moment. So a 7-point ball game. So not impossible, but still a tough hole to climb out of here for the Indians, or for the Spartans, excuse me, against the Indians from West Canada. No matter what happens, make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up. 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And Backus's first shot is no good off the back of the rim. And the foul shots have been a killer here for Unitico. And Shepherdson will bring it back down the floor. Top of the key, goes far side. They want a three. Stepping in, again, too strong there for Weekly. And a rebound for Unitico. Miles Maureen with 2:20 to go. Unitico needs a bucket. A long two here for Maureen. And the rebound is loose and picked up by the Indians. With 2:10 to go. Again, the Indians bring it back down the floor, willing to take their time. They go to Shepherdson. Shepherdson skips it across the top, looking for Weekly. This time he doesn't pull the trigger. Kicks one back out. Now to the left side for Shepherdson. Steps in for a long two off the back of the rim. Rebound back out for the Indians. We're under 2 minutes to go. Back inside for Smith. Turnaround baby hook is off the mark. And a rebound for Kroll. Into the safe hands of Barber. Unitico's got to move, though. Down 66-59. Barber down the right side of the floor. Steps back out. Pump fakes. Goes to Maureen. Coming up on 90 seconds left. Tego needs a bucket. Kroll for three. Little knuckleball, wouldn't go. Johnson with a rebound, puts it up, he won't go. Kroll with the second chance, tap back out. And there's a lid on the bucket right now for Unitego. And Shepherdson back down the floor, and he's fouled by the Spartans. Unitego can't say they didn't get some good looks here down the stretch. They just haven't been able to toss it in. Unlucky there for Unitego. And so this is going to send it Shepherdson to the line as that foul was on back as his third, team's seventh. And so stepping in will be Braden Shepherdson. And his shot won't go. Unitego still has some life here with a minute 20 to go. Maureen over the midcourt timeline. Wants to get it off to Barber, and he does. Barber steps in for a long two. Can't get it to go. Tapped back out. It goes to Will Smith of West Canada. He's going to pull it out and give it to Connor Yeager. Back to the far side for Ludwig. Ludwig now to Shepherdson. As we hit 1 minute to go, they go down low for Smith. Back out into the corner. A three for the Indians. Again, too strong. Rebound for Backus, and he got fouled with 54 seconds left. And so Backus will take the long walk down to the foul line here to take some foul shots. And in the meantime, Unitego will take a timeout. 54 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's West Canada 66, Unitego 59. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this one on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Out of the timeout, this will be Garrett Backus heading to the line here for the Unitego Spartans. His first shot is no good. And I hate to say it, but it's the foul shots. The foul shots, I don't have the tally here in front of me, but those have been tough. Those have been tough here for Unitego down the stretch. Early season, though, you know those are the things that you're going to keep working on. You're going to keep getting better as Backus gets the second one to go. And I'm not blaming Backus either. He's played fantastic. He's done a great job. Just sometimes those foul shots don't go. West Canada with the ball at midcourt going right to left. 45 seconds left. It's a six-point lead. They'll go to Shepherdson. Top of the key, backdoor cut, and it's blocked out of there by Johnson. Connor Yeager was going for the layup, and it got blocked. With 39 seconds left, ball stays with West Canada. So Shepherdson will be doing the inbounding duties here. West Canada just got to be smart here with the six-point lead. They go to Will Smith. Smith says, I'm going to take my time here. Burns a couple of seconds. Unitego has not decided to foul yet. They're trying to get a steal. And now they do get a foul. And this is going to send Yeager to the line with 28 seconds left. Our score is 66-60. So Yeager to the line here for West Canada. He's had a nice afternoon with 11 points. An impressive team out of Section 3. And we might be able to see West Canada again later this year as he gets the first one to go. Yeager now with 12. West Canada has a matchup with Delhi on January 15th. That game at Herkimer County Community College. Second shot for Yeager. No good. Rebound here for Will Smith. Somehow he was able to get that. Pulls one back out. Goes to Yeager with 20 seconds to go here. And we'll have a foul. So, yes, West Canada Valley will take on Delhi later this year, and that should be a whale of a ball game. Looking forward to that. And so this will be Shepherdson heading to the line now for Unitego. Or excuse me, for West Canada. Trying to put the icing on the cake here, and the first one is good for Shepherdson. Again, post-game show coming up after this. We'll have our three awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Shepherdson's second shot will go. He has 13. Makes it 69-60 with 20 seconds left. Barber quickly down the floor. He's going to want a three. Fires one up, and the bank is open for Shea. He's got 34. Makes it 69-63, and we do have a foul here on the Spartans with 12 seconds left. And if West Canada can just continue to make a couple of foul shots, they'll be getting on the bus with a victory, heading back up to Section 3 country. Did hear they have a stop planned at Brooks Barbecue on the way home. That sounds pretty good for the Indians. Win, lose, or draw. It's always a win if you get to go there. First shot is good at the line from Cameron Ludwig. He has 13. And the second shot for Ludwig is good. First baskets that were not a three-pointer for Ludwig. 71-63. Maureen in transition. Goes back to Kroll. Now for Backus. A little up and under for him. Backus with 9. And that's going to do it. 71-65. Our final score, West Canada Valley, a Class C school out of Section 3, comes down and picks up a win on the road by 6. Again, 71-65. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Unitigo High School as we have our final score here today. West Canada Valley out of Section 3 defeating Unitigo 71-65 in this boys varsity basketball non-league contest. Let's go through our scoring summary first for West Canada. Great balanced scoring today for the Indians. 30 points, that's a team high for Will Smith, followed by 14 from Cameron Ludwig, 13 from Braden Shepherdson, 12 from Connor Yeager, and then 2 from Colby Weekly, and 1 from Ben Conover. On the other side for Unitigo, a game high 34 points for Shea Barber. He was very, very good here today. 9 from Garrett Backus, 7 from Braden Johnson, 7 from Miles Marine, 5 from Devin Cole, and 3 from Logan Utter. Let's get into our 3 awards here. Now, traditionally, if we do like a non, you know, somebody from out of this section, I'll give all 3 awards to Unitigo, but today I think I'll do 2 Unitigo, 1 West Canada. We have a good connection with West Canada. Coach Smith over there is a Delhi grad. I know I'll be able to get him the trophy, and that's the main thing. I want the kids to get the trophy, so I know I'll be able to get it to Dave, so we will give one today to West Canada. First up, it's the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think Shea Barber, 34 points today. That's a game high. We'll give him our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Right from the start, you could tell, and oftentimes you can with Shea, is he feeling it right off the bat? He was today, and he finishes with 34. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I will go with Braden Johnson today, 7 points, but he was key on the inside, rebounds, blocking shots, did a lot of good stuff. So we will give Braden Johnson from Unitigo our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. And ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'd like to give this one to Will Smith from West Canada Valley. He defined all-purpose today. 30 points. He had to have a double-double. He was great on the glass, did everything inside, was able to score, get rebounds, put it off the glass. I mean, he was phenomenal. So we'll give the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award to Will Smith from West Canada Valley. So that's going to wrap it up here again. 71-65, our final score today. West Canada Valley defeating Unitego here at the U. And we'll see West Canada Valley down the road again, maybe in the state tournament. But they do play Delhi on January 15th. That game up at Herkimer College should be a good one. So big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer in our Sydney Main Street studio. Check back to WCDOsports.com. We'll have our schedule out soon for games we're doing next week. Going to be a packed schedule. Basketball season is here, my friends. So I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great afternoon, and we'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.